Central Florida Doctors on Coronavirus Cases, We've Seen a Plateau. By Hannah Blow on July 22, 2020. Central Florida doctors offered a glimmer of positivity during a Tuesday briefing alongside Governor Ron DeSantis, R., stating that they have seen a plateau of the Chinese coronavirus. All eyes have been on Florida, which has added thousands of new cases of the virus daily over the last month. However, doctors believe it may have hit its peak. What we're seeing across all Florida, and I look at the data for Advent Health across Florida, is that we've reached a plateau now, Dr. David Moorhead, Executive Vice President of Advent Health, said. Obviously, no one can predict the future. But for over the last week, we've had a very significant plateau, which has been incredibly welcomed, he continued, noting a decrease in ICU volume. We've seen a plateau that we are incredibly grateful for, he added. Advent Health's Dr. Scott Brady, Senior Vice President of Ambulatory Systems, also said they have seen the flattening in the last week. WFTV reported. For almost a month, the number of people admitted to Orange County hospitals weekly went up. But in the last 7 days, the number of patients seeking care for COVID-19 has decreased significantly in the last week. Each of our counties that we look after in Advent Health has either seen a flattening or a little decrease in the last 6 to 7 days, Brady said. Seminole County has also seen a drastic drop in cases in the last 14 days. A Wednesday morning snapshot from the state's Agency for Healthcare Administration showed Orange County with 21.9% in available hospital bed capacity, slightly greater than the state's overall 21.41% availability, and 580 hospitalizations with primary diagnosis of COVID. Seminole County reported 17.04% available bed capacity with 177 coronavirus-related hospitalizations. However, the governor has stopped short of stating that the state, as a whole, has reached its peak. I think the trend is much better today than it was 2 weeks ago, he stated. We're going to be able to get through it, we're not there yet. Florida added 9,785 new cases of the virus on Wednesday, bringing the rolling total to 379,619. The state has also reported 5,345 related fatalities, bringing the mortality rate to 1.4%.